Sechet Orla Perakibo Mishnah Beva Debeam Aloha Sit the Klipe Orla Barago Bebege Venga Dua Ezahu. Somebody who dies a threat that's at least the size of a Aloha Sit, and the dye was made from peels of fruit that were Orla. And it's not only the fruit that's forbidden to have anah from it, but even the peels of fruit of Orla is Asur Bahana. And he dyed a thread that's the size of a Maloha Sit using a dye that's made from Klipe Orla. Now, the size of a Maloha Sit is the amount of space that there is between the pointer finger and the middle finger when you pull it apart, as far as you could. But a Ruggo Bebeged, Be'en Yadua Ezahu, he then took that thread and weaved it into a piece of clothing. And now he doesn't know which thread is the one that he dyed using Klipe Orla. Rabbi Meir said, the clothing in which you thread it on, this thread that was dyed from Klipe Orla, has to be burnt. And since he can't take out the thread that was dyed with Klipe Orla, since he doesn't know which thread it is, he has to burn the entire baguette. As Rabbi Meir holds, that anything that is chashuv is not bagel. So even though there's more than 200 threads in this baguette, so therefore the thread that was dyed using Klipe Orla is bato on 1 in 200. But according to Rabbi Meir, anything that's chashuv is not bato, and the thread the size of a melo hasid is considered something that is chashuv, something prominent. Therefore, even though it's less than 1 in 200, it would not be bato in this beged. The chacham maimrim yale be'echadu masai, the chacham say that the thread would be bato on 1 in 200 if there is at least 200 threads in this beged besides the thread that was dyed using klipe orla. The thread would be batal, and according to the Chachamim, even something that's chashuv would be batal, except for six things that we'll mention later on in this parak. Sechet Orla Perak Gimel Mishnah Gimel Ha'arik Melo Asit Mitemar Bechor Bebeged Yidalek Bebeged. Somebody who weaves wool of a bechor that's at least the size of a Melo Asit into a beged, the beged must be burnt, and the wool of a bechor is also Bahana. And the pasuk said, "Lo togas bechor tzonecha, you shall not shear the bechor of your sheep. And if you do shear the wool from the bechor, the wool is asur ba'ana. And if you weave that wool into a beged, the wool would not be batal. And therefore the beged must be burnt since it's asur ba'ana." And even the chacham of the previous missioner who said that somebody who dyes a thread with klipe orla and then weaves that thread into a beged, the thread would be batal. But in this case, the chacham would admit that the wool of a bechor is not batal. The reason being, and in the previous Mishnah, the actual thread was not asur ba'ana. Just the dye is asur ba'ana. You dye the thread with klipe orla. So it's the dye that's asur ba'ana, not the thread, and therefore the chamhol, that the dye itself is not chashuv, and therefore it would be batal on 1 in 200. But in this Mishnah, where some wool of a bechor was weaved into a beg, where it's the actual wool that's asur ba'ana, that even the chacham will hold, that wool the size of a Maloa Sit is a Dever Chashiv and would not be bought. Now the Rav said that the Bechor the Mishnah is referring to is the Bechor that has a Mo. And therefore if you weave some wool that's less than the size of a Maloa Sit into a Beged, it would not be a Dever Chashiv and therefore it would be bought. But a Bechor Tam, a Bechor that does not have a Mo, even if you weave some wool that's less than the size of a Maloa Sit into a Beged, it would not be bought. As the Mishnah says later on, that when it comes to mukdashim, things that are hegdish, even less than the size of a maloa sut is chashuv and would not be bottled. So therefore, we're referring to over here a bechor that has a mum that is not considered mukdashim. So therefore, only if you weave some wool that's the size of a maloa sut would it be chashuv and not be bottled. Umisar another, umipetach amor besah. Yidalek asah, or somebody who weaves some of the hair of another, or some of the hair from a Pesach Hamor into a sackcloth. The sackcloth must be burnt. The hair of another is asur ba'ana. The pasuk says, kadosh yi agadol pera. The growth of the hair of another is kadosh, it has kedusha. And it's asur ba'ana. And the Pesach Hamor that we're talking about here is a firstborn donkey that was not redeemed with a sack, so therefore you did arifa. You chopped its head off with an axe, and after you do the arifa, it is asur ba'ana, so the hairs of the donkey is asur ba'ana, and if you weave it into a sackcloth, it would not be batal, and the sackcloth must be burnt. Uvamukdashim mekachim kol shehem. That any semar or saw from the animal that was hegged, that was weaved into a beged, even a kol shehem, even a tiny amount, would be chashuv and would not be batal. As hegdish is chashuv, so therefore, if you take some wool or hair from an animal that was hegdish and weave it into a beged, That Baggett would be utter banana must be burnt, even though you weaved into it only a tiny amount of femur or sar from the animal. That was Hagfish.